So, could I have your name and position for Level, please?
Hi, my name's Matt Bendall. I'm press officer at Kia Motors UK.
Well, Matt, we're here launching the new Kia Ceed, the all-new Kia Ceed. First of all, what's different about it?
It's a completely new car from the ground up. This is the second generation of the Ceed, which came out in 2007. It's got a new chassis underneath, complete new design on the outside and on the inside as well. New range of petrol and diesel engines, and better quality throughout. Basically, what we've done is taken the existing Ceed, which is a very successful car for us, and probably the one that, as it was designed for the European market and built in Europe as well, actually, we've taken that car and really refined everything, improved the quality, just to make it a better car overall. So it's now sort of, basically, in simple terms, rather than saying the messages back in 2007 were very much Kia's got the 7-year warranty, and it was a very perhaps a more rational purchase. I think people have got that message now, so this is a car that really is far more desirable but still has those value for money and 7-year warranty aspects to it.
Matt, so the person that would buy this car, who would they be in your mind? What's the thinking behind it all?
I think anybody, to be honest, anybody and everybody, really. It's a C-segment, so that's marketing speak, basically, for family hatchback size. So it appeal to anything from, I'd say, young couples, businesses, all the way through to perhaps elderly retired couples. It's a car that could, it's small enough to be used in the town, but it's big enough to go on a drive to the, you know, to the continent or further afield. So really anybody and everybody, but also people who want a good-looking car with the right level of equipment, but at a sensible price with the sort of all-inclusive servicing packages and warranty and the more rational things as well.
Yeah, interesting. You've hit upon the looks of it. It is, I would agree, a very good-looking car. But also, you mentioned earlier about the 7-year warranty, and I think it's true that people are starting to realise, actually, the peace of mind that comes with buying a Kia. Do you think that the recession and of late, this sort of double-dip recession we're in, is helping the sales of Kia because people want peace of mind when they're buying a car? Because, after all, a car is apparently the second biggest expense after a house, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. I think we saw the government did the scrappage incentive scheme that everyone knows about back in 2008 and 2009. That really put us on the map with a lot of customers. Since that time, we've completely, in a very quick turnaround, changed all of our product lineup. So, New Picanto, Rio, Optima, Sportage. Really, you know, we've brought on board a new design team across the world. And so now we've not only made cars that are really rational, but they're also very good-looking cars. Now, I think the value for money argument will always be there, but I think you're very right to say that you know, the recession and the times that we're in means that people are looking for that more.
Well, I think that it's a very nice car to drive. We've been testing it today around Lake Geneva in Switzerland. I suppose you've sort of answered this question coming up, but why would someone buy this car in your mind over, for instance, another C-segment car? I suppose sort of you could be looking at Ford or Vauxhall. What would be the biggest selling point, do you think, of Kia?
I think we are in a position with the new Ceed where we've got the still retaining the value for money proposition. So even the entry level trims, the car starts at just over 14,395. So you can still get a very cost effective entry model, but even that still comes with, you know, air conditioning, Bluetooth, and other items that you might not get on another competing car. You've got a range of efficient engines, so they're cheap to run in terms of fuel economy and CO2. So this is a C segment, and yet you've still got engines that are down as low as 97 grams per kilometre, so that puts it in the band A, which is free road tax, essentially. And then you've got the looks of the car. I think, personally, I do genuinely think it's a good-looking car with a good level of equipment, and the quality is there as well. It's made in Europe, and I think it's a very modern European-looking car.
And, of course, Kia is a South Korean firm.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Europe is it made?
It's made in Žilina in Slovakia.
Well, a great car. I think what you've really said, and if I may, I'd sum up and say that there's an awful lot of car there for the money. Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Matthew.
Thank you.